While down 28-21 at the half, the Trojans came out of halftime ready to make a run as they went on an 11-0 run in 4 minutes of action to get on top for the first time all night. Atlantic was able to hold the Jaguars to just 10 second half points and take the 49-38 victory in Gowrie. Head coach Dan Vargason is happy to get another game after a big run by his girls.
Yeah, they're really annoyed with me because I kept saying don't get too high and don't get too low. And every time out I said it, and they were just like, it started to be sarcastic in the huddle. But, you know, we talked about road postseason games usually give up a run early. Basketball's a game of runs, and we've been in this situation before. You know, being without Kirkhoff, I was telling them too, just guys, you've played with different lineups with different situations. And, you know, we wanted to get another game with Zoe. You know, at the end of the day, we feel awful that she couldn't be here. She's sick, and, you know, we love her to death. So we're glad that the girls rallied around. But, you know, honestly, we just told them play basketball. The game will come back to us.
Halftime was a crucial point for Atlantic to turn things around and come out of the locker room ready to dominate. McKenna Schrader was a key to that success with a couple of three-pointers alongside Peyton Harder underneath the basket to push the Trojans on top.
Well, when we were down 13 or 14 in the first, we said, hey, let's cut this thing to about five by half. We had it at seven, then we had it at five, then turned it over right before half and went to five. So I'm like, hey, you did exactly what we said. Now third quarter, come out, get a couple stops, couple scores, tie the game, then be ready to see what happens in the fourth, and we were able to do that.
Looking at the top scores of the night, Peyton Harder was the player of the game and led in scoring with 17 points, 10 of which came in the first half of action. Behind Harder was McKenna Schrader with 13 points, as she was a crucial key to the second half success. Behind Schrader was Maddie Richter, as she rolled around a few deep three-pointers for a total of 10 points in the night. Katrina Williams had an excellent fourth quarter performance, knocking down 7 total points in the night. Peyton McLaren came off the bench and also knocked down 2. The difference between halves is that Atlantic couldn't execute their shots in the first. Atlantic took multiple good looks and set up some good drives that didn't end up with anything adding on the scoreboard. At one point, the Trojans were down 8-0 on the board when they started to lurch their way forward.
We just honestly executed. The first half, we didn't execute very well, in my opinion. So one of our keys to the game was to be disciplined, to execute, do the little things, and be fundamental and slow down. And it was like we're playing with a hand grenade in the first half. In the second half, when we slowed down, we got the shots we wanted, we executed, we were disciplined, and we did what we wanted to do.
When taking a look at Southeast Valley, the Jaguars were led in scoring by Kenna Scott as she knocked down 12 points, 10 of which came in the first half of action. Breck Mills put down 11 points while fouling out midway through the fourth quarter. Riley Carlson had a dominant first half performance with 10 points on the night to add on. Jordan Rowley and Madeline Farley scored 3 and 2 points respectively. The Jaguars just could not get the gears rolling in the second half, but Atlantic surely had an answer.
Yeah, well, honestly, the first half, number 13, she's 11% this season from the three-point line. She buried two, and we're like, you know what, we're gonna play percentages, we're gonna keep her open, and it's gonna come back, and we're gonna keep taking away 12 and 4. They're great players, so we knew if we took them away, we wanted everybody else to beat us. And when they weren't able to do it, you know, our defense just stepped up.
Looking ahead for the Trojans, they'll be taking on Cherokee Washington in the next round of the Class 3A regional. Cherokee Washington just recently won on Saturday night 75-29 against Greene County, and is ranked as the number one seed coming into next Wednesday night.
Well, it's fun being the underdog, because the last few years we've got to host the first round, so it's nice to get to go on the road. This is a new experience for our kids. We have a lot of sophomores and freshmen that now have played on the road the first round. We were up at Cherokee a couple years back when they were a top team in the state, so we know what their gym is like. We know what the field is like. They're a great basketball team. They got a stud freshman score. They're going to have a lot of pressure defense, so you know, now we can start turning our attention to them. But you know, this just means a lot for our girls, and again, without having Zoe tonight, you know, it just wouldn't have been the right way to end the season. She wanted to be here, and you know, we feel awful not having our point guard, but we got another one for her.
Atlantic will travel to Cherokee on Wednesday, February 14th, when they take on Cherokee Washington with a 7 p.m. tip-off. I'm Zach Hallens reporting.